What up, y'all? This is Panda AOD, and with me today is
Gem City Nate.
Gem City Nate.
Hey.
And you guys are listening to
Baycast.
Hey.
Bay. Bay.
So, it is Monday. This extra day is throwing me all the way off. So me and Nate have been together since Friday. What did we do Friday?
Kicked it. No, we did.
We had the we did end up kicking it because I had a photo shoot scheduled and an interview. The interview got rescheduled to the next day. The photo shoot is to be determined. And that, I guess that's a part of the process when you are an entrepreneur and you have clients. It is a very fragile process. I think that the difficulty I had Friday was getting over the disappointment when something falls through. And I pretty much shook it off pretty well, I think. But it's frustrating when you work with people and you have time scales and you have expectations. They have expectations and it just, the ball is dropped. So Friday, the photo shoot I was supposed to be staging did not happen. The interview I was supposed to have just got rescheduled to the next day. So that was fine. And then you.
Yeah, I made a stop to Best Buy. Not going into specifics, but I took a little gander. Took a little gander around and picked something up.
Cop something.
Yeah. And then I made my way over to Bay. And yeah. Oh, we went out.
Oh, we did go out Friday. I knew Friday was lit.
Yeah, it was.
We went to Nada.
Yeah.
For those of you who have never been to Nada, it's literally high-end Mexican food. It's so delicious.
Skirt, skirt.
And it will raise up a check. Like, you gotta be, like, ready for it. Like,
yeah, you gotta go in.
It's definitely something you want to treat yourself to. It's always good to treat yourself. It's not a restaurant we would eat at every day, but we were celebrating a lot. Mm-hmm. Nate has had a very successful run, just like frequency of projects.
Yep, knock on wood. Folks just hit me up and I'm grateful,
blessed.
Mm-hmm. All the good things, and just looking forward to what more is yet to come.
Yeah, and I got a raise.
Yay.
I got a raise at my job. Other than that, I mean, I too have had people reaching out to me and people more than willing to invest in the brand and, you know, pay for services. So it was just a very good, like, we just both been on a nice cloud, I guess.
Nice stint.
Yeah, like we just really been like in a, it's like when you realize that what you've been working hard at is now going to another level. So it's very much so a challenge still where you hold yourself accountable, and that adrenaline rush is because you are preparing for the next phase, because it's just a constant turn up. It's never that you're stagnant or that you're comfortable. Once you start receiving more accolades, or you start receiving more attention and people start noticing what you're doing and willing to invest in it, it's only time for you to take it up a notch.
Mm-hmm. Trust the process and enjoy the progress.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. We both had the skirt steak.
Oh, yeah, man.
Whatever that is that they put on that plate, that little sauce stuff is like heaven in a bite.
Yeah, but let me tell you what it really kicks up, though. That broccolini, I tell you what, yeah. I've been on a broccoli high.
Yeah, good. Broccoli is really good for you.
Yeah, it is. I've really been trying to eat better. Not to say I haven't eaten bad, but I'm just more conscious of what I eat. And that broccolini, if I can get that and sauce it up how they did, I'll be tearing
Nate
it up.
Nate loved him some broccolini ever since the first time we ever went to Nada's.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they also have a very good bartender or bartenders. Like, their drinks are worth the money you pay versus when you go to other places around the city and they have like these little baby cups full of ice.
Yeah, I was about to say mostly full of water.
And Nate and I aren't heavy drinkers, but we enjoy, if we're going to pay for a drink, we would like to enjoy that drink.
Yeah. Shout out to Samantha.
Samantha, yeah. That was our waitress. Yeah, very nice. She
hooked this up.
Yeah, and she actually like followed along with our inappropriate jokes and banter.
What do you mean our inappropriate? We're not gonna get into that, but I'm gonna make sure that I'm in the clear.
I have a Patron story.
Why you gotta?
I'm not gonna tell the story, but I have a Patron. I have a thing with Patron, and I told Nate this. I shared that with him. So he ordered 2 Patron shots.
Hey, fellas out there listening, when your lady suggests or says something that she really likes, make sure you tend to that. Make it known. And be like, hey. So yeah, I ordered 2 Patron shots. Mm-hmm. I took mine like a G.
You did. And everybody who follows on IG will see that.
Wakanda forever.
But yeah, so that was our Friday. Then Saturday, we woke up early and went to get some things that we needed for the shoot we had the same day. We had a couple hiccups, which happens in the journey of entrepreneurship.
Yeah, that was my fault. I admit that was me. Because Bae would not be out ripping and running around if it wasn't for me. So,
it happens.
Yeah, it happens. I left some equipment at home, but we able to make do and get a successful interview and shoot done.
Yeah, and I appreciate that. Whenever Nate and I collaborate on something, he takes it very serious. Like, he has his equipment always. So the little equipment that he forgot was okay. I was okay with running around. It wasn't favorable, but it happens.
Yeah, Bae doesn't like driving around under pressure. But no, like I said, gotta have a backup to a backup.
Yeah.
Because I had, even though I have 2 stands for the lights. I had 1 extra stand in the back, and I used my monopod as a stand. And, you know, the lights, they did this purpose.
Yeah, you did your thing. So I had a video shoot for an interview. I interviewed a lovely artist by the name of Lima. Shout out to Lima.
Lima.
And the thing I liked about Lima was that, or is, that she is a very great artist in general. She puts time and thought into what she does, and she hasn't released a lot of work. So when Lima reached out to me inquiring about the podcast, those of you who listen to the podcast or who have inquired about the podcast, you know that I ask questions. I make sure that I hear your music, and you know, it just has to be something that I feel like I could do justice when I put it out. So I have to be behind it. And I just like to hear other people's opinions as well. So Nate, being the videographer of the podcast, I made sure I ran Lima's music by him, because at the end of the day, I wanted to get a male perspective, especially because Lima is a female rapper. And I mean, I don't think she would put herself in a box as just a rapper, but she raps and she's a female, which I freaking love, because I'm trying to, the goal is to diversify the Army of Dreamers platform, where we're interviewing different artists and different people, entrepreneurs, all of that. But I just want to always have something fresh to offer. And so I've been wanting to connect with a female rapper, and her form of rap and how she goes about her music is so just honest and authentic that I really thought, like, you know, she could transcend across different perspectives. So the female perspective, the male perspective, the black perspective, the one, like, well, I already said female. Oh, but
a lot of perspectives.
But in general, like, she can get her point across to so many. Like, she's not in a box at all. Like, you could be anybody and listen to her music and enjoy it.
Mm-hmm. And now, it ain't even just the male perspective, just a person who has a good taste in music, period, male or female. When I listen to her, I mean, you know, obviously, you know, like, even she even mentioned in the interview, like, if you had critiques, like, she don't like it if everybody said all her stuff sounds good. She likes to be critiqued. She likes to do better, which I like, because as an athlete, like, you always want to progress and be better. So hearing her say that is like, okay, she's only going to go further because she wants to be better. But listening to her current stuff now, I'm like, yeah, she's dope. Like, she's better than a lot of guy rappers. Yeah. Like, so I'll definitely keep an ear out, link up with her, and see what other projects she got coming out. But yeah, I'm definitely tuned in.
Yeah, and it's just exciting to meet people like that. Like, artists who are just dope at what they do. Like, we all have room to grow out here, but when you really are passionate and you put your time in, it is noticeable. Like, when you actually go about your craft, like, in a professional way, it is noticeable. And Lima was very professional. She spoke about her craft professionally. And you guys will get to hear that podcast very soon, dropping next week. But so that was our Saturday. What did we do into the night? What did we... We interviewed Lima.
Mm-hmm. Went to Penn Station.
Oh, yeah.
No, we kept making a run at Walmart.
Oh, yeah. Why did we go back?
Cartons.
Yeah. So I was trying to swat like a fly in my house, and I broke my curtains.
Friday night, she did.
And so I had to go to Walmart to get curtains because I broke my blinds, and I wanted curtains anyway. So I got the curtains. I thought it was a pack of two. It was a one pack, so I had like half a curtain. And then I went and got the other curtain, and it was shorter than the other one I had, so I had to go back to Walmart.
Biggest Smalls.
Yeah, so then I finally got the correct curtain, so it looks awesome in my living room. So yeah, we went to Penn Station. We chilled out. Nate, of course, made music. He got a new toy that he loves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he's able to even expand on what he does so well.
Yeah, more unique sounds on the way.
Yeah.
Evil laugh.
And so that was our Saturday, pretty much. It was more on a chill side. We knew we had things to do Sunday, so we'll roll right into that.
Speaking of Sunday, I was just trying to lead into it.
Okay. So Sunday, that's actually the day I got the correct curtain. I got up early, went and got the curtain that I actually needed. And I picked up breakfast for Nate and I because Nate had he had an engagement that morning.
Yeah. So a little engagement, did a little work here and there and made use of the time we had that morning.
And so knowing that we had the wedding, because my beautiful, beautiful, one of my greatest friends from college, her name is Charlotte. Shout out to Charlotte.
Charlotte.
She got married to John, who I have been there from the beginning of their love. So it was very nice to see that. It was like, it's so rewarding to really know somebody and be a part of their journey in the most beautiful way. As far as like, you don't have to spend every day with someone, but when you know somebody and you know their journey and you're able to witness those type of moments, it just is so rewarding. So I definitely thank Charlotte for inviting me and allowing me to be a part of that special day. I'm so happy for her and John. The wedding was amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never thought you could have a wedding there.
Yeah, they had their wedding at the Toledo Zoo, which was my first time being there. And I'm a zoo person. I love zoos. But I never was at the Toledo Zoo because, I mean, when I was in Toledo, I was going to school and I was working. I really didn't take the time to even go to the zoo. But we didn't have any clue where we were going at first.
Yeah, and every guy there was dressed in blue. So I'm like, I fit right in. But I don't think it was on purpose at all.
So we got out the car. We saw people dressed up. So we just did the typical. We followed everybody to where they were going.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to the what word am I looking for? The ceremony area. And it was nice. It was in the grass around a lot of flowers. It was a beautiful statue. Was it a fountain?
Yep.
Beautiful fountain behind the altar.
And the sun was out.
The sun was definitely out. Everybody was praying for the clouds, but it was a good day. It was very beautiful. Charlotte looked lovely. Their vows were amazing. It was nice to see the two sides from each family coming together to celebrate this love and this union.
Yeah, that I found funny. But like you said, at the end of the day, two families come together. All right, let me tell you this. Now, my initial thought was, I'm like, okay, you could obviously tell which side was John's side, which side was Charlotte's side.
For those of you who know John and Charlotte or don't know John and Charlotte, John is white, Charlotte is black.
And that doesn't matter. Love is love.
But Nate thought it was funny because you could tell the like what side was Charlotte's side, which side was John's side, which you could, but it was such a beautiful display of what their union means.
Mm-hmm.
The two different backgrounds. But everybody there had the same look on their face. Everybody was just overjoyed, and everybody was happy for them. Like, it was like everyone was experiencing that euphoria in that moment.
Yeah.
But so once they got married, which was really quick, like they got to the chase. They weren't trying to have everybody sitting outside.
Right.
So once they did that, everybody was led into the reception area where you had appetizers, which was artichoke dip. It was really good. They had some Cajun mushrooms. They had an open bar in the inside with the air conditioning. And then outside on the patio where everybody was, because it was still a nice day, they had a beer and wine bar. And they also had a station where you could go feed the giraffes.
Yeah.
So we got to feed some giraffes. That was super fun. And the giraffe, it was one giraffe, they tongue was just hanging. And they was like, why does it look like that? But when we got up closer, it was just like, I guess some giraffes, when they hungry, they just make it known. But they were very cute. And it was just nice to be able to do that, to experience the time with the animals.
Mm-hmm.
And so the reception was beautiful. It was inside where there was an aquarium. And so this aquarium was super huge. It stretched across the whole dance floor. They had the reception table, which was very beautiful and beautifully lit. The best man gave a speech. The maid of honor, which was Charlotte's sister, who looked beautiful as well, she gave a speech. And then it was just dancing and fun after there. It was nice to see Charlotte and John do their first dance. They like had it on point. And from there, the rest of the night was just everybody chilling and celebrating.
Yeah, he did. And speaking of first dances, we had ours too.
Our first dance.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did not even realize was our first. Well, we kind of figured out that it wasn't truly our first dance. It was our first slow dance.
No.
I twerked it on you before.
Yeah, but that wasn't.
All right, a show or two. We went to Dom's show that had Joy Postel. We danced. That was a lit night.
Mm-hmm.
And then we danced a little bit at the 614 Pipeline. We did more spectating than dancing at that, but
yeah. But this was that first legit, like, out in front of folks.
It was our first slow dance for sure.
Mm-hmm.
And they did very good too.
Oh, well, thank you.
I can dance.
I can dance.
Yeah, but slow dancing is hard. I really, truly don't really even know how. I just be pulling stuff out of my, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was nice. We had fun.
Yeah.
And one thing I could say about Nate is whenever I, like, kind of want to do something, or I mention there's something I need or something, he always be there. Like, I was sitting there and I was like, I want to get a picture of Charlotte, but, like, I didn't want to walk up there and get up because I had heels on. And so he just got up, pulled his phone out, went up there and started taking pictures. He got some video.
I try to do what I can, y'all.
And then Jimmy, my friend that I went to or I worked with when I was in college, he looked at me when Nate was getting up. He was like, I know. He's like, he better not pull that phone out of his pocket. And Nate pulled it out. He's like, yeah. He's like, you. He's like, oh, shucks. But,
Jimmy.
Yeah, so I said that to say with the whole dancing thing. I looked at Nate. I was like, because they announce, you know, when they want couples to come to the floor, all of that stuff. So we set out with the Casper slide. But with the slow dance, I looked at him. I was like, I want to go dance.
Okay.
And we did. It was fun. We did our thing.
Yep.
And the best part was just greeting Charlotte and John towards the, I guess, the lobby, and just giving them hugs and embracing and congratulations and kind of saying our goodbyes, because by that time we had to get on the road. We didn't want to drink too much and chill too much because we had to drive back to Columbus. But I will say that seeing those two and having them meet Nate was like a highlight. Because Charlotte knew about Nate and she was looking forward to meeting him as well.
Oh.
Yeah. And then when we were leaving out, another plus. First of all, they had a full wait staff at the wedding. Yeah. Kudos to Charlotte and John for doing their thing. Like, their wedding was so beautiful. Clutch. And their wait staff was so professional for the most part.
No, they were.
Yeah. Just that one lady that was doing the drinks at the open bar had a little bit of a attitude, but it was hot. I can remember those days when I worked at Kings Island, so I understand. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so they had a full professional wait staff, and then they had like a chauffeur service, the little zoo carts. And when we were walking up to the wedding, we got offered a ride, but we declined. And I walked from the parking lot of the zoo to where the wedding ceremony was in my heels, did not take them off once. I walked from the wedding ceremony to the reception in my heels, did not take them off. But when it came to the end of the night, I told Nate, I said, I am going to have to walk barefoot, and I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I was going to carry you on my back.
So then, as the cart got there, we got in the cart, and he drove us all the way to our car.
Like, all the way.
Like. Literally. We told him he could drop us off right at the beginning of the parking lot. He was like, what, and you're gonna walk barefoot?
Yeah,
they were so nice.
He was courteous.
Yeah, it was a great time. So then we gassed up and got on the road, and that was nice. Me and Nate kind of went a little deeper with our, I mean, we pretty much have a deep relationship at this point, but we kind of just, you know, had some personal conversations and a nice drive.
Mm-hmm. Yep, real deep.
And then we turned it in, so now we're here.
Monday.
We had breakfast.
Yeah, Timmy Ho's.
Breakfast is the most important meal of the day.
Yeah, I was going to say Timmy Ho's for the win until they left my muffin.
Yeah, Tim Hortons kind of fell off today. They didn't have hash browns, and they didn't put Nate's muffin in the bag. But it's, what, Labor Day, so we'll give them a pat on the back for going to work during the holiday.
You let them slide. I'm not.
They like, they getting holiday pay anyway.
Right. Anyway.
But all right, y'all. We done kept y'all long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was an exciting weekend, and we thank y'all for always tuning in. Thank you to everyone. Shout out to everyone that's been following the brand and that's been keeping up with me and Army of Dreamers.
Mm-hmm. And Gym City Nate.
And Gym City Nate. Shout out to everybody that's been reaching out to him.
Yes.
Showing him love. Showing us love as a couple. We appreciate y'all.
Yes, we do.
Peace.
Love.
Bay.
Bay cat.